Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast, move over North Korea, move over China, move over Hitler. There's a new player in town, Justin Trudeau. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. Alrighty, folks, we've touched here and there about the things that have been happening in Canada. You know, trucker protests, all of these kinds of things. And so just this past week, things have turned for the worse. For the truckers, I should say, and actually just for the free people of Canada, which sounds very ironic, you know, free Canada. So, on Monday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to crack down on protesters that have shut down parts of Ottawa and various border crossings with the United States. This is the first time the act has been put in place since the War Measures Act in 1988. Okay, 1988. That is not a typo, folks. From his lofty perch, he says, quote, after discussing with cabinet and caucus, after consultation with premiers from all provinces and territories, the federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations. I want to be very clear. The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate to the threats they are meant to address. The Emergencies Act will be used to strengthen and support law enforcement agencies at all levels across the country. Huh. The middle half of that speech, doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that sound like a page out of COVID? We're only going to take government control for the next 15 days to slow the spread. Well, we're just going to lock you down until COVID is over. Oh, we're just going to... Right. And this is where we are. Or this is how we got there in the first place. Okay. So, part of this Emergencies Act, again, it's about wartime. It's about terrorism. It's about illegality, which this protest isn't. Okay, this protest is not illegal. Are they burning things down? Or is there violence like BLM? No. No, it is not. And in fact, in Canada's history, they've done similar protests and they've won. They've used similar tactics before. You know, truckers, in fact, were the ones that led the last time there was a mass major protest across the country in Canada. So it's no surprise, but it's also no surprise that Justin Trudeau doesn't know what to do. And so the only thing he can do is try to grab more power in order to shut them down. So he's using the power of the government to tamp down on peaceful protest. He's using the power of the government to usurp businesses in order to get rid of these protesters, essentially, is what's happening. Now, part of this is, and this is the part where it's really messed up. It's financial institutions will be authorized and directed to render essential services to help address the situation, including by regulating and prohibiting the use of property to fund or support illegal blockades. Okay, so here's the very important part. Now, the government is saying, banks, you cannot, you will not give money, use money, or anything like that, or figure out if money is being used for these protests. Okay, we've already seen them ban GoFundMe. We've already seen them try to ban GoSend, GiveSendGo, which they did. Okay. Now, what's going to happen is they're going to end up freezing even donations. People who donated to the cause, they're going to go after you as well. Okay, Chrystia Freeland, the irony of her last name, Canada's finance minister, later said that banks and other financial institutions in Canada have the authority to temporarily cease providing financial services where the institution suspects that an account is being used to further the illegal blockades and occupations. This order covers both personal and corporate accounts, including things like crowdfunding platforms. Okay? They are going to go after people who support the blockades by holding on to your money, by using the bank. Okay? So that is what's there. Okay, that is what's happening right now in Canada. So Justin Trudeau has enacted the Emergencies Act for no apparent reason whatsoever in order to tamp down the protesting and punishing not just the protesters, but anybody else who supports them. So and there's a little thing in here too. Without cause, without regulation, without a court order, okay, meaning that these banks can shut down people's accounts. And number one, they don't need some kind of legal document to do so. And number two, they're not going to get in trouble for doing it. That is insane. That is insane. Okay, and this is happening just to the north. America's hat, as some people like to describe Canada. They're fighting tremendously, and I don't think they really understand that all that separates Justin Trudeau from these truckers is a building. I'm not in support of a coup or some kind of revolt necessarily, but and these truckers are by all reports, they're following the proper legal approach when it comes to these kinds of things. So, again, I'm not to say that I would want to see another January 6th led by some donkeys who weren't even Republicans, right? Let alone that January 6th was not an insurrection and it was not a riot. It was a tour of Capitol Hill. An unscheduled, unsupervised tour of Capitol Hill. But, it is definitely a box of kindling right next to a gas station, right next to a fireworks company. And Justin Trudeau is smoking a cigarette. That's all I'm going to say. It is amazing. It is amazing. The sheer amount of totalitarian, authoritarian takeover. And the funny thing is that how come the rest of the people there aren't stopping him? They've got a parliament. They've got the prime minister does not have absolute authority, at least not to my knowledge, unless I'm getting this wrong. Right? He's not a monarch. I mean, he's a tyrant. But he's not a monarch. It's quite discerning or concerning that So, yeah, again, right, we've seen this pattern of, it's an emergency, so we're going to do whatever it takes, and this is the result. COVID is not an emergency anymore. COVID was probably never an emergency. If it was, it wasn't an emergency in the summer of 2020. it stopped being an emergency then. It is most definitely not an emergency now, and this is just an unbelievable move by a liberal government to try to tamp down on something that is honestly, it could mean that the people may end up revolting against Trudeau. It could mean that we're going to go back shades of, I don't know, the 1700s maybe, where, you know, traitors were tarred and feathered. I don't know. I too would think that we should punish criminal politicians. At the very least, they should be fired. They should be removed from their position with nothing. No pension, no retirement, no anything for their failure to listen. Absolute failure to listen. And I'm not just talking about in Canada. I'm talking about in our, God bless the USA. I'm talking about here in our state, in our city. Right? They represent the people. And if they're not making decisions, or if they're not listening to the people, then what the hell are they doing? Really, what the hell are they doing? And it's scary, guys. I'm telling you that we dodged one bullet. Okay, we dodged one bullet with the vaccine mandate. We're lucky that we have a judicial system. We're lucky that we have a checks and balances to a degree, even though it's been perverted by the left and the Democrats. We're fortunate to have those kinds of things, because we were only a few steps away from something like that. In fact, we did have something like that. Right? Okay. So, yeah, we're gonna see what happens here. And, you know, the funny thing is that nobody, no major politician, nobody is here voicing their support, voicing their whatever for these truckers. Nobody is condemning Canada. Nobody's condemning Justin Trudeau. None of that. It's scary. It's a scary time when your own leaders don't stand up. And sad to say, it is absolutely because that is what they believe. Right? So, man, Canada, truckers, we're thinking about you. We're praying for you guys. Hold the line. Hold the line. You know that you're winning when they have to do something desperate and irrational and illogical. You know that you're winning. You know that they know. Hold the line. We support you guys. In fact, we're going to have one here on the 26th, I believe. Plans are in place to have our own island-wide convoy on the 26th. It's going to be on Saturday. Starts in the middle of the day, I think, 10 o'clock. So just be prepared, guys. Be prepared. Now, I'm all for it. Trust me, guys. I am absolutely all for it. What we should do is we should just surround the state capitol building and city hall. That's it. Just, what is that, like 2 blocks worth, 3 blocks worth? We should just do that. Don't let them leave. Don't let them leave. Block every exit. Yep. They don't get to leave. So we should do. It's a good idea. Take a page out of the truckers. Park right in front of the state capitol. Park right in front of city hall. I'll go message the guys right now. That's a good idea. Because what are they going to do? Really, what are they going to do? You're going to have enough tow trucks? Thousands of cars? You going to have enough tow trucks for that? I doubt it. You don't even have enough police. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm actually excited. Unfortunately, I do have to work. Having this new work schedule is crushing. And by crushing, I only mean that I can't participate in a lot of these things because they happen right there in the prime time of work. Like before, when they were going to protest at the Capitol, that was right in the middle of the workday. And I was only right across, you know, I was only so far away that I couldn't do it because I had work. So it's a little bit crushing. And I always think to myself, bro, don't you guys have a job? But if you don't, please inform me of how you can survive in Hawaii without working or whatever. Any case, whatever. I'm just going off a little bit. So we'll be right back. Meanwhile, more COVID hypocrisy as the LA Rams had their parade celebration thing. That's, you know, I guess what championship things do. They have like parades and everybody can go out and celebrate. Except that if you weren't vaccinated or wearing a mask, you couldn't go. Yep, that's correct, folks. Yet another stupid example. Stupid example of the continuing hypocrisy that exists. And it is people the sad reality is that people, after 2 years, you're not going to change your mind. That's what's really difficult. I would say that the number of people who are in between the two camps is probably like 10 people maybe. And so what's difficult and what is unfortunate is that both sides think that they're doing the right thing. One side believes the lies of public health and safety. Other side believes in freedom and equality and the rights and so forth and so on. And more, and we talked about this a little bit, more and more evidence is coming out, reports are coming out, that the people who believed, quote-unquote, the science are wrong. The people who are, quote-unquote, believing in the Dr. Fauci's and the Xi Jinping's and all of this kind of stuff, you're wrong. That's the most amazing, tragic thing. Is that you, if you're on that side, that you're wrong. Okay? And mistakes can be forgiven to a degree, right? But you keep believing the incorrect narrative. Like, you keep believing it rather than self-reflecting, rather than thinking for yourself, rather than thinking, oh, how come it's different now? Instead, you just parrot whatever happens. Oh, it's different now, so you got to still do this. Just like I remember one of the main things, and very sad and very tragic, was that the phrase of, if you just did it, we'd be over it already. But that's incorrect. We've been at it for 2.5 years, and it hasn't ended. We've been at it for how long already? Masking, which we know now doesn't work at all, doesn't do a damn thing for you. We've tried isolating. We know that doesn't work. We know that going to the hospital, you have a higher chance of contracting COVID in the hospital than you are out and about in public. These are not some conspiracy theory claims. These are proven facts. And yet, if you were to go and you were to tell somebody that, they wouldn't believe a damn thing that you said. They wouldn't. And that's tough. That's hard. That's sad, really. Like, sad. Absolutely sad. That's why I, unless I absolutely had to, that's why I wear one at work now. But even then, why? One of the good things about work, even though it is scary, because it's still kind of, you know, it's been about 2 months, but it's still kind of new, right? It's scary because the way that our shifts work, I got to work by myself. But one of the blessings of working by myself is I don't have to wear my damn mask because there's nobody else there. So every time that I work by myself, I take my mask off. Because I don't care. Period. Like, I really don't care. And so, it is a small blessing that one of the few places. And the funny thing is that other people also don't wear their mask either. So I'm so confused. What is it, folks? What is it? Right? Some people, I know, they're dedicated. They always wear it, no matter what. Fine. Other people, who's walking in? I'm talking without my mask on. Oh, I'm at my desk without my mask on. So, what is it going to be, folks? What is it going to be? Meanwhile, since we're talking about masks and things like that, there is no end in sight here in Hawaii when it comes to COVID, when it comes to masking, when it comes to anything of the sort. No end in sight for safe travels, no end in sight for safe access to Oahu, no end in sight. And the sad part about it is, just like with the masks, is that people have gotten used to it. People have gotten used to it. The irony is that businesses haven't bounced back. The economy hasn't bounced back the way that they said it would. The way that they said safe travels and safe access to Oahu was going to help the economy here in Hawaii. But it hasn't. We aren't even close to being back to where we were pre-pandemic. Hell, we're not even close enough to be back to 2020, summer of 2020. We're nowhere near. All because people believe in some cockamamie idea that there is a virus so contagious and so deadly and so dangerous no and what's hard is that it's going to be all the more difficult to break people out of that psychosis. It's going to be all the more difficult. Like when we walk around and we're not wearing our masks, people look at us like, some people look at us like, eh. Other people look at us like we're spewing death from our mouths. But why? Right? It's stupid. It's just so dumb. Anyway. Take your masks off. Breathe some free air. Get some oxygen in back into your brains, people. So, Freedom Convoy happening next week. Or, sorry, 2 weeks? Where am I looking here? Oh, yeah, next week, Saturday, Freedom Convoy. If you want to be a part of it, by all means, please go out and support. The difficult or the frustrating part is that the convoy or all of the people on our side, we're also fighting for the crazies on the other side. We're also fighting for them as well. It's just they don't see it that way, or they can't see, you know. That, I think, is what's most frustrating. Because even on our side, if you want to live in fear, if you want to always wear your mask, if you never want to go outside, if you want to continue to freely show your medical information, go for it. Go for it. This is America. You're free to do what you would like. Me being free, me not wearing a mask, me wanting to go to the same restaurant as you is not infringing upon your right. That's stupid. And you're stupid if you believe that. It is all about choice. And again, if 2.5 years later, 3 years later, you're still scared, stay home. Never go back outside. Simple. Simple solution. Oh, but I have a right to go outside. Do you? Then act like it. Your rights don't... Nah, so dumb. Your rights do not trump another one's. You want to be scared? Be scared. But be scared by yourself. Or find a group of people who can be scared with you. Which is ironic because you won't gather in groups because you're too scared. It's finally time to put an end. It's finally time to put an end to the corruption. It's finally time to make people pay. And I am talking from top down, from the governor, lieutenant governor, the entire cabinet, superintendents, DOE, Department of Health, CEOs, mayor, city council members. I want them all to be thrown in jail. That's my pitch. Lock them up. Corrupt judges, lock them up. Screw them. Screw them. That's it. That's the official campaign of the Conservative Asian. Lock them up, 2022. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast. And we'll catch you guys next time.